It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Sometimes we don't realize that we're using a trademark term differently from those around us.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca. We get to talk about genericization today.
These are fun because we all do this and we don't always realize it.
What's coming to mind for you, Rebecca?
Kleenex, Q-tip, Band-Aid. Those are the few that I can think of just off the top of my head, but I am sure there are others.
Xerox.
Oh, yes, Xerox.
And what is the generic term for a Q-tip?
Cotton swab, which is terrible. Swab is a horrible word.
That's right. So these are all brand names coming to be used generically, and linguists call this genericization or generification. And Rebecca, you said here are some easy ones all around us. And then there are ones that people may not realize were brand names. So escalator, trampoline, windbreaker. Did you know that one?
I didn't know any of those.
Hula hoop and ping pong. Seeing eye dog.
Seeing eye dog? That's trademarked?
Yep. And bubble wrap.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Then I realized that I had made a brand name generic and the other people around me had not. And I had never thought about it. But a few years ago, I was with a friend of mine who's also a linguist, and we were in my kitchen and I said, could you pass me the Reynolds wrap? And she looked at me and then she started laughing and she said, can you use Reynolds wrap generically? And I said, of course, can't you? And she said, no. Rebecca, can you use Reynolds wrap generically?
No, and I can't even remember if that's the foil or if saran wrap.
Okay, so you just did something interesting there. Reynolds wrap is tin foil or aluminum foil. That's the generic term for it. But you just said, I don't know if it's tinfoil or saran wrap. Now, saran wrap is a brand name, but you will see it on lists of words that have undergone genericization so that it is something many of us use to refer to any kind of plastic wrap. Do you think maybe Ziploc has become a generic for you?
Yeah, I think so.
With the Reynolds wrap story, I will finish the story. So I found this so interesting that I wrote a blog post about it. Blog post got published. A couple of weeks later, a large box appears at my office. And I open it, and it is every shape and kind of Reynolds wrap with a lovely note from Reynolds saying, we enjoyed your blog post. We hope you enjoy this foil.
Enjoy our wrap.
Exactly. And some people may think it's got to be good for a company to have its trademarked product become generic. But in fact, they worry about the fact that it's become generic because it can threaten the trademark status. And people may lose track of the fact that this is a brand and make sure that they're buying Reynolds wrap and not some other kind of tinfoil. Now, Rebecca, as I was looking at this, realized that onesies is still legally trademarked. Did you know that?
Those little things that babies wear that are like all one piece?
Yeah. So this is a brand name of Gerber Children's Wear. You can now find it in Merriam-Webster as onesie or onesies, notes that it comes from this trademark term. And of course, now you also have adult onesies.
Silly pajamas and whatnot.
Exactly. It's cold outside. You got to have your furry onesies. And this had me thinking about jumpsuits, which for me is synonymous in terms of this one-piece outfit. Rebecca, do you know why jumpsuits are called jumpsuits?
In fact, I do. It has to do with parachute. People. Parachutists, is that a word?
Yes. So this was something designed for parachutists, skydivers, members of aircraft crew, 1919. And then by the 1930s, you started to see some jumpsuits that were designed as elegant wear for women.
All right, Anne, I'm going to go home and just scour my apartment and try to find some more of these things that I have turned into generics. And I'll let you know.
I look forward to it. Good luck.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.